I'm delighted for the guys. You know, I think a few people have seen some of the rugby we've tried to play this year, and we've all stuck to the principles of what we try and do. And we've come away with some gut-wrenching defeats. We haven't been precise, and we weren't precise at times today. We had created a number of chances, and we knew we'd have to ride our luck at times. But I think Chris Robshaw came up to me, we won the toss, and he came up to me and said, I want to play into the wind because I want to play our game. And I went, we're fine. Because I knew the minute he said that we'd be fine in terms of bringing our game to Thomond, to go out and make some of the hits that we did, not be cowed and play some of that rugby. I'm delighted for the players because of the work they've put in this year, but we have some goals, and it's both silverware and qualifying for the Heineken Cup, because I think you saw out there a team that deserves to be in it. Mightn't have the squad size that a lot of people have, but there's a heck of a lot of heart. And you forget that Nick Easter and Nick Evans were off that pitch. We had young Rory Clegg in the second half, 21. So you went kind of a 21-year-old inside outside centre, a 23-year-old inside centre, and a lot of young guys who can really use that as an experience forever and a day. Were you happy?
Were you concerned, Conor, because you had a lot of chances in that first half to maybe go in with a bigger lead? I mean, it'll be negative, because it's great to have a lead, but nevertheless, were you expecting a bit of a backlash?
It's been the story of our season, and you know, you kind of that we've created a lot of chances and not finished them. But I was reading an interesting article this morning in the Irish Times on Isis and Nasiwa in terms of their try count and how they've continued to work, and their try count has gone up because they've kept on working harder on their passing, their finishing, and that's what we have to do as a team. We have to keep on trying to play and keep on trying to become better in all our basic skills. But there's a real will amongst them to actually do that, and the horrible thing is you've done nothing. We've won a semi-final, and my dad has this blooming saying of saying a good semi-finalist never makes a good final, so we're going to have to make sure that doesn't happen. We have a massive game against Stade Français in 3 weeks, but we have a probably even bigger game next week against Saris, and mentally the guys have to get themselves up, but you have that in your locker forever and a day. I'm incredibly proud, as you can imagine, for various different reasons, but just delighted for the players and the supporters that hopefully now the club can really, really move forward. Those wins you have to have.